Vectis Radio. Vectis Radio. FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
Got Steve Double in, OBE, and he's now with. We've gone from geraniums to rock music. That's a gigantic leap.
Yeah, we sort of covered that with, like, every time your eardrums burst and your eyeballs bleed, a little old lady gets a geranium dropped off on her doorstep. And I did say this at a White Aid funding group, and I sat next to a little grey-haired old lady who was running a sort of choir, I think, in Gernard Village for older people. And I sort of said that, and everyone in the room kind of like, you can't... And I said, well, yeah, I've worked with, like, Motorhead, one of the officially the loudest rock band in the world, so... I'm here to sort of say that, you know, I like my sort of gigs are a little bit different to what you probably expect from the Village Hall Committee in the Gernard. So there's room for everyone.
Do you know, I was looking at you yesterday when you popped in, and I thought, if there was a band that you're connected with, Motorhead is it, because who's the guy that you...
Lemmy.
Yeah, who's the other fella that used to... He was the other famous one from Motorhead as well. There was two, weren't there?
Well, yeah, there was...
Like Animal.
Yeah, the one that stayed at my house was Wurzel, that's my claim to fame, and he was a guitar player for 10 years and wrote some of their hits.
And so, he had all that body, that facial hair as well.
Wurzel was supposedly Lemmy's friend in the band, and he went for an audition, and they said he didn't expect to get it because he just played in ordinary pub sort of blues rock bands, and he didn't really have, he wasn't famous, so Lemmy said, you'll do. I'll have you in the band because right. I don't want anyone competing with me. So, and you're all right. So just come along and play. That's it.
Wow. So you're putting on gigs now, then?
I've put on gigs since 1989, really. So I've worked with bringing lots of new bands to the island. Some of them have been noisy, and some of them have been like different and alternative. And so none of them have made me any money. So.
Well, it's not always about the money, isn't it?
It's not about the money. It's about working with, like, musicians and bringing original music together,
so
really.
Who else in Motorhead? And
I worked a bit with the Levellers when they first played the island in 2001. They played at Ride Theatre and Ride Arena. They came for a weekend sort of festival. And then Ride Regatta, I did a few shows. I think we had Sprogeness Abounds, Attila the Stockbroker,
whoa,
and some of these.
Sprogeness Abounds.
Yeah.
Two pints of lager and a packet of crisps, please.
Exactly.
Simon Templar.
I think they didn't get quite to number one because I think the BBC were on strike that week. So it didn't really get to number one, but it was their sort of one-hit wonder, wasn't it? Two pints of lager and a packet of crisps, please. And then the albums were fun, but they were kind of like, yeah. Yes, yeah.
Anyone else?
I've worked with the fringe of, like, Steel Ice Bands guitarist Julian Littman and Charlie Dore, so we've had them over, like, 5 years running. And people like... I did a gig at the Riverside with Back to the Planet years ago and Radical Dance Faction, who are, like, a big Hawkwind support act. So there's been, like, loads of bands. The Worry Dolls came to Ride a few times. The Crybabies were at Ride. With, like, Daryl Barth and, Honest John Plain was in the band. I think Glenn Matlock played bass on the album. And
Matlock from the Sex Pistols?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I remember, like, the tour manager said, like, Glenn Matlock's coming and he's bringing two guests. Can you, like, make room on the door so that they know that they can come in for free? And I thought, is he going to bring the Sex Pistols? And in the end, he came on his own.
So that was a letdown. Johnny Rotten's going to turn up.
Sort of gig. Well, I don't think Johnny Rotten would have come. No.
He's gone all posh, isn't he? He's gone over to the dark side, hasn't he? He used to be like a proper punk rocker, didn't he?
Lead singer disease, perhaps, isn't it?
So, you know what you're doing then. So what are you promoting at the moment?
I'm working with a guy who was in the original lineup of the UK Subs in Chelsea, Jeff Miles, and now Jeff Piccinini. We're trying to set up a gasoline rock club just to present original music, because, I mean, the island's swamped with cover bands, and if you're writing your own songs and you're trying to do rock music, then you're kind of crowded out by the scene as it is. So our kind of answer is just we're going to do a rock club, and we're starting it on June the 10th at Bar 74 in Ride. And we're just going to try and encourage bands that write their own songs and play their real kind of musicians and not the hobbyists. People kind of, it's no cover, so it's all original music we're presenting. So Voodoo Rave and Jeff's band on the island are going to be playing. We've got a couple of other bands playing as well, George Street Kids and Monte Carlo. He's a sort of like singer-songwriter, acoustic guy. So we've got to kind of like put on our own gigs, because we can't really like deal with just people who just want to hear covers all the time of like All Right Now by Free, your own version of it. So this is just for original rock music, really.
Okay, so how do people get their tickets?
I think it's the first one is probably going to be free. I mean, if you want to make a donation, that's cool. We're printing posters.
No wonder you ain't made no money if it's free.
Well, we're starting again, really. It's another start, really. I mean, we're starting again with something. We just want to try and encourage people that like rock music and like the punk scene to sort of have somewhere to go that's different, that's not like it's not processed, or it's just so. We're hoping like we'll just bring more bands over, maybe like South Coast bands or Portsmouth bands. And there's a band in Portsmouth called The Glorious, and we're like in touch with them, and they want to come and play. All right. They only want to play somewhere that's loud, and they're not going to be sort of playing covers. So that's where we are, you know. So
fair enough.
Who knows? It might be we might end up with the Heavy Metal Kids, then Jericho. It'll be a bit of a squeeze. And the spare room's not that big, so we'll see.
You don't mind putting them up there?
Well, yeah, I work more with Steel Ice Band now because I have to go to bed early, so days of working with Motorhead are long gone for me. But
yeah. How's the hearing?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. I tend to like to keep away from the stage and hang around in the background.
All right, well, look, thanks for coming and sharing all that with us. Good luck with everything, and hopefully you'll come back in a little while.
Yeah, stay safe and send a local artist postcard.
Brilliant, well done. This is The Cult. This is rocky, I'm going to turn it up.